And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Don't you ever do that again.
I literally just looked over because I looked over at my computer just for a second. I was like, a minute and 20 seconds left. I'm like, oh, we're good. And then I happened to start doing something. I look back and it's like, oh, we're at 5 seconds. Sorry, Phil. We have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I was sitting here just talking, checking my notes, doing stuff. And he goes, 3, 2, 1. I went, oh, crap. You know what's crazy is before I did radio, a minute felt like not very much time.
Right. Now it feels like forever.
In radio world, I can go mow the grass, wash the car, run a lap, and come back in. And I still got 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
And for a minute. But anyway. All right. We're going to switch gears. So, a sporting chance for women. That's what I'm going to talk about next. And I'm picking up right now. This is, first of all, I will say this. How surreal is it that we live in a world where we have to fight for women to be allowed to just be women and men to just be men and not have to in any way feel like they are threatened or put in an insecure position because some dude wants to believe he's a chick and he's going to walk into the chick's dressing room and disrobe, knowing full well all his parts don't add up. And this is just wrong. But it's also like bizarro world. Like if you had said 10 years ago that we would be sitting here today talking about the president of the freaking United States advocating for men to compete in women's sports, no matter what the circumstances, despite the hazards or for that matter, the unfairness, I would have called you out. I would have said, we may be one of those countries that allows for freedom of expression, but we're not getting down that road. We're down that road. We're not only down that road, we're way down that road. We're trying to find our way back. And I don't know how the turn came on as hard as it did. I do know this. In my sense of things right now, something at the 2020 election happened. And the left became rabid. And I don't mean like a little bit. It started with the George Floyd incident. It was a catalyst for demanding and scratching and clawing and burning and looting and doing whatever was necessary to advance a cause or a position that didn't match the rest of reality. And then Biden got the opportunity to assume the office, and it almost feels like I think that the progressive left felt empowered and emboldened to do whatever they wanted to do. And they just came on.
What? Yeah, it seems exactly what you said. It seems like they saw a small hole, a small chance, and they just ran right into it. And then just,
yeah, they and that's, you know, in military parlance, they exploited a breach.
Yes,
and that's what's happened. But they've now exploited it, and just like any other exploiting of a breach on a battlefield, they are trying to pile through the breach, and basically split our forces and leave us in a position not able to fight back. Mm. But we're fighting back. We are fighting back. And I'm going to tell you right now, we better fight back more. You better get your game face on because I don't think they're going to let up easily. They got a little taste of victory. They've got the opportunity right now. They got dudes winning women's prizes and winning women's scholarships and getting away with other, you know, acts of heinous behavior. And it's time for us to go ahead and just literally lay down the law. And I mean that with all sincerity, lay down the law. The law cannot just be amended at whim to take on a progressive notion. Well, I tell you one of the things I appreciate, and I don't know who's going to wind up being the Republican nominee for president. Right now, the two front runners are obviously still Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. And I tell you what I've really appreciated so far, Ron DeSantis hasn't really declared his candidacy yet. The whole world believes he is, and they believe he is because of what we're about to play for you. But there's already a pack out there. And what I like is DeSantis goes after things, but he ingrains humor in it. I've been appreciating that. His stuff, he's not afraid to almost like laugh at stuff and to point it out and go, yeah, do you see yourself? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the way it feels. And the emperor has no clothes. Well, he's willing to be the one who says it. And he got an ad. Well, actually, a super PAC. Let's put it this way. In reality, a super PAC that supports Ron DeSantis came out with an ad yesterday that kept, remember the old, what was it? It was Budweiser back in the day, right? Budweiser, like,
I believe so.
Congratulations, yeah. You men of genius, and you know, and all the things that. Well, he came out with one like this, except he calls it the Real Men of Women's Sports. Play it.
Team DeSantis presents
Real Men of Women's Sports.
Today, we recognize the men who've hacked the system.
Hacked the system.
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion.
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real men steal first place.
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women.
That is the funniest thing I think I've heard in a while.
That is awesome.
But it's also based in reality.
It is.
By the way, we can laugh at that and recognize the parody and then also realize that oftentimes humor is based in reality, and that one certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play that again in a few minutes.
We will.
I tell you what, we got plenty of time, but at that bottom of the hour break, when we come back from it, I want to play it again. Because I guarantee we're going to have some texts coming in saying, play it again. So, but yeah, so there's that. First of all, you know what? Be willing to be the one who points out the fact that the emperor has no clothes. Be willing to be the one who says, yeah, there's actually two genders, and being in the middle is not it. You don't get, and oh, by the way, when you wake up in the morning, yeah, dude, you're not going to have babies. And that chick is not going to start shaving a man-sized beard. It's not going to happen. And doesn't matter how many store-bought parts you got, it's not gonna work. You are at that point still a poser. And here's what happens when women's sports are degraded, like what we're seeing right now. You have like what I've got in my hands. Story came out a few weeks ago, and I'm not a big cyclocross person, but cyclocross is a extremely competitive bicycle-based sport, and a lady by the name of Hannah Aronson. She's a 35-time winner on the national cyclocross circuit, and she just assisted in filing a brief to the Supreme Court revealing that she retired from the sport because she most recently finished in fourth place behind two transgender females. They're not even transgender females. They're just transgenders. So two dudes beat her out after she had been a 35-time winner on the national circuit. She was one of 67 athletes, coaches, and former and family members who called on the Supreme Court to vacate an injunction in a case regarding transgender sports. And she says this. Here's her quote. You ready? It says, I was born into a family of athletes. Encouraged by my parents and siblings, I competed in sports from a young age, and I followed in my sister's footsteps, climbed the ranks to become an elite cyclocross racer. And over the past few years, I've had to race directly with male cyclists in women's events. And as this has become more of a reality, it has become increasingly discouraging to train as hard as I do, only to have to lose to a man with the unfair advantage of having an androgenized body that intrinsically gives him an obvious advantage over me no matter how hard I train. She said, I've decided to end my cycling career. So she's getting out of the sport. She sees no point. So here's what happens. When we allow stupid stuff to prevail like this, when we allow the ridiculous to become the normal, when we allow the abominable to become acceptable, what it does is it crushes morale, it crushes motivation, and it crushes advancement. You just heard the words of a world-class athlete who is getting out of the sport altogether despite years of excelling in it because she can find no motivation in the training that it takes to maintain that levels. It's crushed her spirit. Her morale's down. And it is certainly said because she says at the end, she can't help but believe that she was overlooked for a participation on the U.S. team and the internationals because she lost to a male competitor in her sport. So it crushed her opportunity for advancement. Why would you stay in? So if we don't watch it, what's going to wind up happening is women's sports is just going to become transgender sports because all the women are going to get out. I got more on this, including what your president's been saying. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about this show covers some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about we go way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, so I've already gotten, I see the text lines. People are like, play it again. So, okay, if you didn't hear it, just fun, all right? So you remember the old Budweiser commercial, you know, congratulations, you men of genius, and then kind of just parodies the people who invented things like the ability to have a beer can in your hat with a straw down to your mouth, you know, just stuff like that. The ability to eat more chips during a, you know, football watching session. Well, now we got this one from the Team DeSantis called Real Men of Women's Sports. Play it.
Team DeSantis presents
Real Men of Women's Sports.
Today we recognize the men who've hacked the system.
Hacked the system.
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion.
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real men steal first place.
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women.
That's that is so epic. I don't know who thought that up, but that is just hilarious. It's hilarious, but yet it's bittersweet hilarious. I mean, the fact that we're having to parody this, and it's not like, you know, one dude. It's becoming a thing. It's in high school sports. It's in college sports. So who was it just texted this in a minute ago? Hang on a second. I think it was Raven from Russellville. Yeah, he says, invite women who think they're men to the NFL. Problem solved. And then he says, and men who think they're women to the NHL. All done. So I get it, man. It's not reasonable to expect this to work out well. And I'll be honest with you. It's not just a matter of it crushing morale. This is my points earlier. Not just a matter of it crushing morale and crushing motivation and crushing the opportunities for advancement for women in sports. It's also, oh, by the way, going to get somebody killed. Because it's one thing to say I play tennis against, you know, women, and people don't usually risk, you know, life and limb in playing tennis. But if you try to pretend that you're not going to hurt somebody by being in women's soccer, and you're 6'2" and you weigh 220, and you go to tackle them, you're going to wind up causing a problem. If you're trying to get on the women's, I don't know, sand volleyball team or pick one, where are the contact sports? How about mixed martial arts? That's already happening. You saw that one the other day, Boomer. We saw the video here in the studio, didn't you?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Cracked her skull, and was so proud. Was so
proud of it and said, oh, yeah. I can't wait to take everyone down.
Just ridiculous. Well, so here's the deal. First thing that happened was, most recently, in the last few weeks, Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona decided to go ahead and put out information about how, from now on, we will be seeing Title IX interpreted. And it will always include, forever and ever, amen, they say, the opportunity for definitions of woman to include transgenders in violation of what Title IX was set up to do. All right, this is ridiculous. And the question that people are beginning to ask is, do they have the legal authority to do this? I mean, we don't have anything that says, you know, that the legislature has acted. Nothing that says that the courts have acted. Because remember, the tripartite branches of government, the courts are the ones who interpret the law. The legislative branch is the one who enacts the law. And the executive branch, which is where Secretary Miguel Cardona is, only has the authority to enforce those laws. They can't make them up. And that's what they're doing. By regulatory fiat, they are pretending that they are all branches of government in one. Well, so it got a little bigger. So, yeah, story here on hotair.com. There's a new bill. This story came out yesterday. A new bill, House Resolution 734, titled the Protection of Women's and Girls Sports Act. It's currently making its way through the U.S. House. Got a vote anticipated later this week. They've been debating it up there the last few days. It would prevent biological males from competing in women's and girls' sports in schools. Now, you know, I assume that professionals are different because technically they're paid and they're outside the purview. But if you're in a school setting of any kind, this national law would prevent that. It's even attracted some bipartisan support in the Senate, which you don't need much because it's a split Senate. All you got to have is a couple of votes and you can get it passed. But yesterday being Monday of this week, yesterday the White House issued a statement saying that Joe Biden will veto the bill if it reaches his desk. I mean, he's only exercised his veto once in the last several years. And he's saying this is one that he will hang his political career on. I'll veto any bill that makes good sense. The statement is the clearest sign yet. The president is now fully bought into the ongoing transgender craze, it says, but one aspect of the legislation could prove a watershed moment if a challenge to it reaches the courts. So basically what's happening here is this. We have a leadership issue, and we know that. We have a leadership issue in the White House. We have a president who is willing to say and do whatever his progressive base tells him to say and do. And I don't think that he is... I honestly don't believe that he is in, you know, has all of his faculties in sharp order. He is not the man he used to be. Well, one interesting twist in the debate, it says, comes with the bill's reference to Title IX. It says, for a long time now, starting with Barack Obama, Democrats have been fighting to expand the definition of the protections offered in Title IX to include transgenders. House Resolution 734 seeks to turn the tables and invoke Title IX to apply directly to actual women. And I think what happens here is if something goes wrong with this process, it gives us something that can be driven to the Supreme Court because it involves a question of law. Very interesting. Strong strategies. You take a piece of the law and you advance the capabilities of the legislation by getting an interpretation from the Supreme Court. Now, in Alabama, I can tell you, we rarely did it. I only think it did it like maybe once or twice while I was in office. In the state Senate, you were allowed to, on a matter of pending legislation, seek what's known as a opinion of the justices. I don't know if they have that opportunity at federal side or not. I'm off the cuff right now. But in Alabama, if we had something pending before the body that we needed to know did not in any way violate the law and could not be upheld if challenged later, we could seek an opinion of the justices. Very rare. They don't like to do it. You can also get an AG's opinion, but they don't like to do it because they feel like they're, A, invading the province of the legislature, but, B, they also just don't want to hang their hats on it because it may come back later on and go, oh, crap, we were wrong. But all that to say, I think in this case, if they're going to invoke Title IX, dang, you might actually see some Supreme Court action on it. All right, and I will tell you this, too. The other day we had, here in Alabama, we got it going on, so we're one of those states that has said, you know what? We're not putting up with this crap. So K-12, we already have it in place. The law already includes the fact that you have to participate in sporting events with the biological sex that you were born with in K-12. So even up through high school athletics, you're not going to see transgenders participating. And we have yet to see something happen where, like, what happens if someone competes on a national level, Little League World Series? I don't know what the case may be, but what's a sport where you might have a high school team go? Do they have national championships in some high school sports? I believe they do.
Maybe in a few. I know it's more so state.
They certainly have state championships, right. But nonetheless, if we had to travel across state lines, could we be stuck competing against a?
Oh.
I hadn't thought about that. I don't know how that works in our state law. That's a question.
Because it would cross, you would cross this into a different state.
Depends on where it's played.
Wow.
That's interesting. But nonetheless, we don't have it in college yet. So the other day we had Representative Susan DeBose on the show, a brand new freshman in the legislature, but she took this on as a special cause, and she just got her bill through the House. So as of today, 1819 News reports that legislation barring college athletes from participating in sports that do not correspond to their biological sex did pass the House of Representatives on Tuesday, yesterday. So they got it through. They got it through, and that's great. It is now going to the Senate, where it's expected to receive bipartisan support and pass there, too. I believe that State Senator April Weaver from the Shelby County area is going to carry it in the in the Senate. I like the fact that we have two Republican women who are carrying this bill. All right, that's very cool. So State Representative Susan DeBose, congratulations to you. House Bill 261 that protects college-level athletics from transgender participation in Alabama. Yay. Now, that is one, by the way. There's a great point, Boomer. We do cross state lines for college athletics, obviously. So what happens if Alabama gymnastics is going to go compete in, you know, Texas? Or not Texas. Pick another one. Pick one where they actually have a problem. Virginia.
Or Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, Pennsylvania is where they had the swimming issue with that Leah Thomas. So I don't know how to handle that. What happens if we have a law that prevents us from participating, but yet we go to a state that doesn't to compete, and we're stuck with having to compete? I guess we're stuck with whatever's there.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It does. All right, more to come on this. We'll wrap this up here in just a minute. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and then top of the hour, oh, yeah, the Grand Council. And when we come back, yes, we will play that Ron DeSantis transgender ad one more time. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So, yeah, we are saving the world one soundbite at a time. Don't try and tell me otherwise. But you know what? It's so good. I don't know this has ever happened in the history of Right Side Radio. We have been on the air now for, like, we're pushing 2 years. That's unbelievable. What are we going to do at the two-year mark?
Two-year mark.
We got to celebrate.
Celebration.
Oh, yeah. But right now, we're about to do something for the very first time. We're going to play the same sound clip for the third time in one segment. If you have not heard this, it is epic. It is Team DeSantis' spoof on the fact that some men are so proud to beat women in their own sports. Hit it.
Team DeSantis presents...
Real Man of Women's Sports.
Today, we recognize the men who've hacked the system.
System.
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion.
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real men still first place.
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women.
Oh, God, it's funny. You gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh at it.
You gotta laugh. I mean... But it's also serious stuff.
Yeah.
The heck? I mean, so your wife was a college athlete.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? And she was a college gymnast.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. All 4 years?
For a couple of them, and then was a student coach after that.
Which I'm sure took years to get to that point anyway.
Absolutely.
Like her whole life, basically?
Oh, her whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, she was one of those people that did one sport her entire life.
Yeah. Competed as a small child all the way up through high school. And
all the way through. Yeah. I mean, traveled all over the world doing it.
And trained a lot on her own time.
On her own time.
Yeah, a lot of personal drive. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Did she have like one, what do you call them in gymnastics?
Like a coach?
No, like one event. What do you call it?
Like a specialty event?
Yeah.
She competed all the events, but then she really was great at bars.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So... Would there be an advantage to bars if you were 6 foot two and a muscular dude?
Well, definitely the two that would be a big advantage would be like vault and floor.
Oh, vault? You could go for a half mile further.
I mean, vault and floor for a guy, I mean, they have a big advantage. The uneven bars for gymnastics would be... It would be hard because, I mean, there's two of them. Normal in men's gymnastics, they have one high bar.
Yeah.
And then the beam.
Yeah.
And so those two would be actually harder.
But I just look at it and think there are advantages. And can you imagine if somebody who had the strength and capability to jump like a man might have over a woman, despite how hard the woman might have trained, the dude can come in and still get, you know, another 9 inches on what the woman did in terms of the vault easily.
Yeah. I mean, just to be able to do a little bit harder of a skill. I mean, that's.
And how demoralizing after your wife had trained all those years, if she was to go to the peak and be at D1 level, which she was. She mm-hmm. was a D1 level athlete and then compete only to lose out to the guy who showed up out of nowhere because he couldn't compete in the guys.
Right.
It just sucks. So President Biden says he'll veto that bill, right? He'll veto that bill. He won't take the side of women. He will veto the bill, and he'll put it in a position where hopefully we'll find ourselves getting a legal opinion from the Supreme Court, and we can put an end to this mess. But Riley Gaines, she is out there. Riley Gaines, by the way, she's supposed to be in dental school right now. You know what I'm talking about? Riley Gaines is the swimmer? Yeah, the one who swam for the University of Kentucky, and she's the one who recently spoke as part of a TPUSA event, Turning Point USA event, out in San Francisco, and got accosted by the liberals who showed up, the transgender activists, had her barricaded in a room for 3 hours. They were actually demanding ransom at one point. I mean, it just...
Wow!
They were shouting out they would let her out if she would pay. I mean, it really got so out of hand, and she's going to sue them, by the way. But Riley Gaines is speaking out against the president for what he's saying. She says, the president has declared that science, truth, and common sense no longer matter. In opposing this bill, President Biden is catering to a radical minority at the expense of women who are 51% of the population. She goes on to say, equal opportunity, privacy, and safety in our sports should not be controversial. The women who once advocated for Title IX should be outraged as this goes against everything they fought for. Female athletes of all ages, levels, and sports deserve better. Well said. And by the way, she has given up her future she had planned on. Her intent was to already be in dental school right now. She sees this as her passion. She has been an advocate for women's sports. She's been a member of women's sports, and now she realizes she's an ambassador for the opportunity to maintain women's sports, and she's going to keep doing it. She's turned off the idea of taking her life forward into the career she thought she'd have. Right now, she's a career advocate, and good for her. All right, listen, we got plenty of stuff on tap for you. Coming up next at the top of the hour, we're going to be with the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. If you're not familiar, we do it every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. The Grand Council is just an epic good time with three conservative talk show hosts who ping each other with questions, see how we come back with answers. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't, but we still love each other when it's done. I will also tell you right now as we head towards the top of the hour, one of our sponsors is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. If you need a job, go to their website and look. ZLA Solutions has great jobs posted all over North Alabama and beyond, really. But at the same time, if you're an employer, they can help you with all kinds of business solutions, things like logistics, warehousing, quality control. But their bread and butter remains staffing. Doesn't matter if it's temporary or direct hire, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter is what I always say. And so, yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Been with this show since the very beginning. And Boomer and I both know these folks personally, and they are good at what they do. So, you're an employer or you want to be an employee, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, coming back in a minute, we got the Grand Council. I think it's going to be epic. I got a couple of questions already lined out. We'll see how it all comes together. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.